This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, we start the hour out with where we are, what time it is. Does anybody know? Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care what time it is? Well, I do. I'm Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan cares. So does Jennifer Warren. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, where I will be in a few hours to tape a television program that is ancillary to the radio program we do and the podcast of the American Family Farmer, which you can find at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or wherever. What was the old slogan at the end of the commercial? Wherever good towels are sold, or whatever the item was. So wherever good podcasts are, you can find the American Family Farmer. You can find, in fact, a podcast every week of the DJV show, some items that are juicy from on air and then some juicier ones off air. Like the girls talking about their torsos. You know, little things like that that are important for all of us to know. And speaking of knowing, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. 38% of millennials have at least one tattoo. I believe that includes the three of you, seeing as I'm not a millennial. Jennifer's not really either, but she's got a tattoo someplace.
I don't have a tattoo.
I was going to say, when did Jen get one?
No. Oh, I thought you had one somewhere secret.
No.
Private. Really?
No.
Where did I get that idea? Well,
I don't know.
Victoria has one.
Just one.
Just one. Carrie, you've got one someplace too, don't you?
Yeah, I have one. Not anywhere private.
23% of millennials have piercings somewhere other than an earlobe. Why would people put one of those things on their tongue, for example?
Or...
Why? How do you eat when you have one of those?
They like to talk like this.
Yeah.
So
besides, I have a few friends who have that.
Yeah, besides earlobe, does that include, like, the cartilage at the top of your ear? Is that different, or do they just mean somewhere besides your ear entirely?
No, that counts. Besides ear, I mean, any place beside an earlobe, sure.
Yeah. On top of your ear.
In your nose.
People have them on their eyebrows. Button.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. And some have...
Down in, you know, the nether regions.
The nether region. Is that... Like, Neverland?
It's a thing for some people, apparently.
Yeah, it's a thing, yeah.
Okay, well, let's keep moving here. 6% of boomers have tattoos, and 1% of other groups, boomers have other piercings, too, but not many of them. I don't know anyone that's my age. Well, that's not true. I know a few people who have tattoos. My sister has a tattoo.
What an outrage.
Well, it was interesting to find out.
Where is your sister's tattoo?
I think it's on the back of her neck now that I think about it. Now I'm trying to remember
where it is. Is it recent, or has she had it for a long time?
Yeah, no, it's pretty recent.
Blonde sister or dark-haired sister?
Dark-haired sister. My younger sister. I wouldn't be surprised if my older sister... Well, she's got a lot to say, and so that's one place where she...
The flight attendant, then.
Yeah, no, the flight attendant is my older sister. I think she has one, too, though, now that I think about it. Anyway.
You were never tempted? Were you ever curious?
Nope. I don't. I am. When my son started getting tattoos, I was horrified.
Oh.
And then when he told me about how
he's
it was done.
He's pretty much covered, so.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
Yep.
He basically has the story of his mother on his body.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was
going to
ask, when exactly does the baby boomer generation start?
1946 to 19... What year is Rich born? Whatever year he was born in is the end of the line.
Okay, so my parents fit in there. I think my dad's just an anomaly.
Oh, yeah, your father's a boomer. Yeah, no, your father's definitely a boomer.
Yeah, my parents, too.
Your father's got tattoos, doesn't
he's
he?
He's completely covered, and he's got more earrings than I do as well.
Really?
He does?
Yeah.
Your tattoo's getting more interesting.
Her father's a dude. I can tell by looking at his picture.
He's got a long beard, and he's covered
character.
In tattoos, and he's got, like,
he looks like Hell's Angel.
Five earrings up his lobe on one side.
He looks like a member of ZZ Top.
Yeah, actually, kind of does.
More like a member of ZZ Top. By the way, I have to be very careful. I was once again reminded last night at dinner that I interrupted you yesterday. I think there was a count going on, as a matter of fact.
Boy.
We were talking about interrupting. And so,
what do I get for each tally mark? Every time you interrupt me, what do I get?
An ice cream cone.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, an empty ice cream. No ice cream in it, just the cone.
But well, today's ice cream cone day, so that's a good one for Karen.
It is. Yep.
I'm not allergic, though, so it shouldn't be empty. It should actually have ice cream in it.
White chocolate day today, hug a vegetarian day, elephant appreciation day, and business Wednesday. That's important. World Rhino Day.
You know what made me laugh? There was a story on Drudge Report last night. Somebody did a poll about vegetarians. They said that the majority of vegetarians are 1 in 5, or I don't know. I'll have to look up the number. But anyway, the point was that when vegetarians get drunk, they eat meat.
I've seen that happen. I would believe that.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be against being a vegetarian to be drinking?
No.
No?
No, vegetarian is just you're not supposed to eat meat.
Yeah.
I mean, different from vegans who don't eat anything that comes from an animal at all.
Four legs and they're out.
Nothing, like, yeah.
Two legs, too.
Cheese, eggs, all that, nothing.
Fish, leather, anything like that.
Yeah. That's hard to eat leather.
Well, they don't wear leather.
All right, so rawhide.
My mom's cooking is like eating leather.
The tattoo. The nation's pediatricians want teenagers and young adults to be aware of potential health issues with tattoos and piercing. This is the first ever recommendations on health and safety tips this week from the a group that is concerned. This is the same thing. I would say to you, if you're a parent of a teenager, this would be the same thing as having your daughter or your son become a bodybuilder, a weightlifter. Anything that affects the body as it continues to develop is not good. Anyone who really seriously, there are more and more women in college who are becoming bodybuilders, and men too, as they start to play football or whatever the athletic event is. If you're not 18, 19, in some cases, depending on your growth, 21, if you acquire a great deal of musculature on your frame, it'll stunt your growth. It'll affect, because the muscles hold, when you're older, they hold the bones together. When you're younger, they hold the bone growth back. So that has nothing to do with this, except it comes from the same group.
Steroids probably don't help either.
Yeah.
Steroids, well, you don't have to be. A lot of bodybuilders don't use steroids. But it just, that's horrible for you.
Yeah. But the same thing happens to girls who do gymnastics.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was competitive from a very young age, and it really messed her body up.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't menstruate. Well, it's the muscle.
You're going to have to develop. You're going to be a really good gymnast. You have to develop really a lot of strength and muscles.
You also have to be so tiny. And
well,
once you have no body fat,
not,
you stop having...
They're not naturally super short. They're just, it stunts their growth, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, do I go back to the pediatricians and what they say about teenagers and tattoos? The feds don't regulate the industry. Rules vary from state to state. In some states, matter of fact, minors as young as 14 get tattoos if they have permission from their mother or father. When it comes to sanitary conditions, there's a wide variation. See, that's the concern, I think, for most. The pediatricians recommend that you talk with your adolescent about the importance of hygienic practices in piercing and tattoo parlors. Make sure practitioners use new disposable gloves, needles from a sealed sterile container, and fresh unused ink poured into a new disposable container. See, who wants to put ink on their bodies? Yeah, believe me, my son and I have had a lot of conversations about this. He's okay. One of the things I was worried about early on was getting HIV or hepatitis, because that stuff is more transferred from needles than anything else. And somebody can say, well, we've got new needles. Unless you see them come out of a package, I wouldn't believe that. It's like going to an acupuncturist and they use old needles. Use needles that, you know, they used to be able to boil them. And if you go to a good acupuncturist, that would be fine. But if you don't know the acupuncturist, how do you know they were boiled?
Right. I'd like all new needles, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's why that's the law now. Everybody has to use a new needle. So.
And tattoos, I think that is the law. I know it's not regulated by the government, but that is, I think, a law state by state. It has to be a new needle. I mean, I only have one tattoo, but, you know, the guy made it a point of having everything out in front of me and showing me that everything was brand new as he opened the little plastic, you know, wrapper and everything for the needle and the ink and all that. So if you don't see that happening, then you should probably leave.
Well, there are ways of getting infections, and so you got to be, you just have to be smart about it. And if you have something that develops around where you had that tattoo, you got to see a dermatologist right away.
Yeah.
So, but
14, that's so young.
That's really, I think the best thing to do if your child is insistent, well, first of all, remember, you're the parent, not the child. So if you say no, then that's the answer until they're 18 and out of the house. But if you decide that, oh, well, maybe this isn't bad, you need to have a tattoo, I mean, you have a tetanus shot first. And find out how the skin will react. There are ways you can test your skin with just a little bit of the stuff. Stick a needle on your skin and see if it, sometimes, because if it's allergic, it'll swell up on your skin. Like kind of like poison ivy.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work for you.
I would just generally suggest, and this kind of goes for everything, is don't just do it spur of the moment. Like, you should look into a ton of reviews for the place that you want to go to and the tattoo artist that you want to go to. Because I know that there are plenty of people, whether they're drunk or sober, who just, you know, decide that they want to get a tattoo and walk into a random tattoo salon.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good
10
idea.
Minutes later, they're sitting in the salon. Yeah.
Listen to your mother, boys and girls. That's the thing to do as far as I'm concerned. Speaking of listening to your mother, your mother probably told you that you are what you eat. And, of course, your mother was always right. But under the circumstances, there are so many questions about what is edible around now, what's organic, what isn't, what's safe, what isn't. So I'm going to send you in the direction of Super Beets, yet another consideration for having a glass of Super Beets like Jennifer does every day and like Victoria does every day and Kara does every day. Be like them when you grow up, boys and girls. Super Beets. A glass of Super Beets will bring your body around to a place every day that is almost like pluperfection. Ask about the book, Beat the Odds. Doug likes beets.com. It's pretty simple, straightforward. And you'll be talking to people about it like I. You'll sound like somebody doing a commercial when you're on the Super Beet program. Doug likes beets.com. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Building relationships during recovery from mental and substance use disorders can put the strength of family and community behind you. We're all connected, offering encouragement, support, and hope. Join the Voices for Recovery. Strengthen families and communities.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referrals for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
At what age do you think Blake Shelton knew he had talent?
Early on, because he's had a really long career. He just ended up getting famous lately, but he started in the 90s, early 90s.
Was he famous for the TV show?
Really? The TV show sort of made him the superstar.
I never knew who he was before the TV show.
Right.
I kind of knew who Gwen Stefani was, but not. I didn't know a lot about her. Well, let's start with Blake Shelton, who's going to release his 11th studio album called Texoma Shore, Saturday, Friday, and Texoma Shore on the 3rd of November. Yeehaw! He's all ready for some more. He wrote on Twitter, yeehaw! Who's ready? You have to interpret. How would he sound doing yeehaw? How's
very
voice?
Natural, actually.
Yeehaw! Who's ready for some more new music? The reveal follows a string of tweets that he and the voice, let's leave it at the voice coach. They were, a lot of people looking at what's been posted this week. He offered directions to a red river, quote unquote. All right, are we ready for the spoiler alert here? Everybody ready? Jennifer?
I'm ready.
Those geographical coordinates in Shelton's final Twitter hint lead directly to Lake Texoma, a reservoir on the border of Texas and Oklahoma where he was born.
Hmm.
Okay, so that's.
I was going to say, I've never heard of Texoma. I've heard of Texarkana, but not Texoma.
Texarkana is pretty much the same sort of thing. A town that's halfway on the Texas border and halfway on the Arkansas border. So Texoma Shore follows up last year's If I'm Honest, and it'll be ready for pre-order today.
He's cranking them out.
Cranking those hits out. All right, so his pal Gwen Stefani is also in the musical focus and spotlight today because she's got a new Christmas album. Wait just a minute. It's only September. Why?
Yeah, but they do Christmas albums in, like, July.
But
Dirty Little Secret.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw the other day in one of the trades that a station had gone country, had gone Christmas music
no.
already.
No.
No.
Yeah. Oklahoma
no.
City.
That's not real.
I don't believe
fake
it.
News.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is fake news. Yes,
I
no.
refuse.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I also saw something that is very interesting about a station converting to all Christmas music all the time.
No.
And isn't there a Christmas channel on Sirius? It's on all the time?
Probably. No. Well, not all the time, but...
They market as Holly, but they're not playing Christmas music.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyway...
But this is a song that she's doing with Blake Shelton for Christmas.
This is the catchiest song.
I like it.
Crank it up. Let's listen to this. Kara, crank it up.
Baby, you make it feel like Christmas.
Oh, I do like it. Sounds like Dolly Parton.
A little bit.
You know what's really funny to me is I was just thinking is how much they've done multiple songs together and they're always together. Did she ever do any music with Gavin Rossdale? They were together for 20 years and he
I
was
think
a
they
musician.
Did one song.
And yeah, so it's just it's crazy that Gwen and Blake are doing everything together.
So well, their voices
Christmas,
sound so good
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they sound
which
amazing.
So
they sound happy. Christmas album comes out October 6th called You Make It Feel Like Christmas. It's a collective collaboration with her boyfriend Blake, and let's see, they're going to sing together Jingle Bells, Santa Baby, Silent Night, and then some original songs like this, so it's kind of cool. She shared a preview of the title track that was online yesterday, and that's why we have the music we do from the album You Make It Feel Like Christmas. All right, officially, it's time for Christmas, 28 past the hour.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
In today's automotive news, Volvo rolls out a new SUV with the identical horsepower to the Porsche Macan Turbo. The XC60 has always been Volvo's bestseller in the United States, but for 2018 it comes with 400 horsepower in the T8. Volvo added a turbo, a supercharger and an electric motor to make its four-cylinder XC60 a plug-in hybrid supercharged turbo SUV. It starts considerably less than the Porsche. The Volvo XC60 is expected to start in the mid-$40,000 range. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Napa Know How.
When you purchase a set of Napa brake pads and rotors, you get a discount code from Fanatics.com worth up to $50 towards your favorite sports gear. While Napa can't help your team reach the promised land, we can help make sure your car will, because these brakes come with something no sports team does: guaranteed performance. Great brakes, great price, great fan gear. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
Offer expires September 30th, 2017.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doody doody. I did that last half hour, though, didn't I? I do that. Well, I feel like that's a good way, kind of like that old. Who is it? Who is the country? Minnie Pearl. Remember? Well, you don't remember because you're all too young to remember. Howdy! Kind of like what Blake Shelton says about his new album, right? Yeehaw!
That's something.
We could. All right, so what's the silliest. Let's just think for a second about the silliest exclamation you can come up with. Hey, Jennifer, what do you think the silliest exclamation is? Some noise, some, like, wow-wee. What do you have in your...
I don't know.
It's too early in the morning.
Oh, come on.
Mine all involve expletives, so...
Yeah, that's about the silliest I get.
All right, here's mine. Awooga!
There you go. Look, you're playing along. All right.
For once
that
in my
sounds
life.
Like
is that like down periscope? I mean, that
yes,
sounds like
that's what, yeah. That's what that when the periscope is supposed to go down and the sub is supposed to dive, they hit the ooga, ooga, ooga in the sub.
Wow. I feel sorry for anyone who's just tuning in right now.
This is the DJV experience.
Oh yeah, it's an experience. Sorry,
an experience. Yes. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. All right. How many people knew there were secret laws? This is also, this hour is dedicated to things that you didn't know, and perhaps you might want to care about them. There are secret laws that no one knows about. Secret from the American people, secret from everybody. The only people who know about these laws are the president and a couple of select, confidants in any administration. Presidential policy directives known as PPDs. Anybody know about these? PPDs?
No.
Give the president the power, authority to sign laws in secret without disclosing them to anybody, including people that run the various branches of government that are affected. Obama had 42 PPDs. George W. had 91. Ronald Reagan had 325.
Whoa.
And most of them were secrets pertaining to nuclear weapons and what he was agreeing to with what's his face, from the Soviet Union when they had their meeting and what happened after that. There are no checks, no balances, because nobody in Congress knows what these things are. You can't find them in the Federal Register. President can sit down and create a law out of thin air without anybody in the National Security Council knowing anything about it.
But how is it enforced, then, if no one knows it?
I think that's a good question. How these
wouldn't
things,
that be the only question?
Imagine if a president wanted to put certain groups of people into internment camps or something like that. It could be done with no vote, no oversight.
Right, but then someone would have to know about it to enforce it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. The president himself, unless he wants to go out in the middle of the night and go commando. I mean, that just seems like this can never stay secret.
There's a visualization. Donald Trump running around commando on the White House lawn.
I like it.
I think it's a good idea. Yeah. I just thought it was an interesting
Have we ever found out what they were?
Somebody must know what they are, otherwise there wouldn't be a number.
How
would they know what these numbers are? Yeah. All right. So that's something I thought I would share with you, because I like to share the most important things with you three. And all of the millions of folks who are actually listening with either one ear or both ears to what goes on here. All right. I want to talk about the Pope for a minute. Do I have your permission to talk about the Pope?
We like the Pope.
We do like the Pope. He has been pretty candid this week. A lot of personal comments on the sexual abuse of children by priests. Said yesterday the Catholic Church arrived late in dealing with the problem. Speaking in unscripted remarks to a commission in the Vatican, advising him on how to root out sexual abuse because it continues. Also acknowledged that early in his papacy he had made one bad call in being too lenient with an Italian priest who went on to not only abuse again, but abuse again and again and again. He also has decided to change current procedures for dealing with abusive priests by eliminating appeals trials in cases where there was definite proof. How about you just let the priests marry? Or live with a nun, or do something like that.
Or live with a nun. Oh, come on.
But that's not why. A marriage isn't going to change the fact that they're pedophiles.
Well,
there are a lot of people who are pedophiles who are married. I mean, look at the guy from Subway, Jared. I mean, that's just the most recent case.
Decreases the chance of some kind of sexual experience.
No, I don't think I don't think it's related at all. It's a mental illness. It's a mental illness. There are plenty of pedophiles out there who have never married or would never consider being a priest or not, because it has nothing to do with it. Like, one is your job and one is who you are mentally.
I don't know. I mean, I struggle with the idea that priests should be allowed to get married. But, I mean, I respect the tradition of the church in that priests should be focused on what they're there to do. They marry the church. They marry God instead of marrying a partner.
I marry Jesus.
I think what the problem that they are coming to right now is that they're just less of a pool of people who are willing to make that sacrifice at this particular moment in history.
I mean, in the case, like, when all this stuff went down in Ireland, two of my uncles were affected by this, and it was a devastating discovery for the family. But, you know, the two priests in question were drawn to the church because it provided them sort of a camouflage for their deviance. And so I think some cases these types of mentally ill people who are pedophiles are drawn to that profession because of the access to little boys. I mean, it's horrible, but you know, it's not all priests, but these are mentally ill people. I mean, I grew up Episcopalian, so the priests have all been married, and so, but that doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, cases of pedophilia in any religion, you know, but it's, to me, that's part of the Catholic Church of being married, I guess, to God,
so
right?
It isn't so much that it's abnormal, it's that it was condoned there in that setting. Maybe that
it was overlooked.
They didn't condone it. They were trying to hide it so that they would save face.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Next person in the news is Angela McQueen. All know who Angela McQueen is? Angela is the teacher who grabbed and wrestled with a gunman that went into that high school in Illinois, Mattoon High School. The shooter was a minor, and this showed up for a class, and he had a gun, and he started shooting, and he shot one of the students, actually, in the cafeteria. The teacher was on duty in the cafeteria, and she ran toward this youngster and wrestled him to the ground. This is, you know, one of those things, again, how do you... The scary thing is that kids have access to guns. I have a guy who works for me on the farm, whose son broke into his gun collection. The father and the wife are getting divorced, and this guy's got a gun collection that he got from his father. It's a rifle, it's a pistol, it's a bunch of things, and he has a permit for it, but it's locked up. He never has access, doesn't use it. So the kid somehow gets the key, gets into the closet, and takes the sawed-off shotgun or whatever it is, I don't know, is it two-gauge? It's a big gun. And he takes it apart so he can hide it and get it out of the house somehow. And the father found out about it, called the police. The police chased this kid down, stopped him, and he took the barrel of the gun and whacked the policeman over the head with it. So you can imagine what's going to... And this is a guy who's just out of school. And so, but I go back. The reason I tell you the story is because here's a gun that's in the appropriate setting, and still somebody gets at it and does something. Who knows? I mean, he took the gun apart because he wanted to move it. If he'd have put it back together again, what he would have done? Because he's a bipolar kid. He's a troubled kid. And this woman who chased down this student, he had when she got him to the ground, he had his finger on the trigger. And another bullet went off. He hit one student, and one of them went into the ceiling. But imagine. She was walking.
Even school isn't safe. That should just... that. In New York City, all the schools have metal detectors that the kids have to walk through, and that just makes me sad. It's just sad.
Yeah. You know what, though? I have absolute respect for so many teachers and the things that they will go through and do for their students.
Yeah, it's tough being a teacher. It's like being a policeman now. It's very tough stuff.
Sometimes even worse than being a policeman. At least policemen are armed.
Yeah. Right.
And go after, you know,
and train.
Up next, why did two women deposit $100,000 in a toilet? You know, you do deposit things in toilets, but not often you put on $1,000.
Not my money, typically. I wish I had that problem.
In the meantime, between time, MyPillow, you have natural cycles of sleep, do you not? Your body is naturally encoded to respond to light and to dark, and you have sleeping rhythms. God bless Mother Nature. As the human body evolves, falls asleep, after it works hard all day long, I'm thankful that I have figured out how to... I've always slept pretty well, but I've sort of come up with a formula now to get a good night's... When I go to sleep...
My formula is my head hits the pillow.
Hits the pillow.
And that's it.
Right. Well, sometimes people think about what's going on or has gone on during the day, and it is a distress signal. So the four pillow pack, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the regular four pack price. Yes, that's sort of an alliteration. Four pack price. 50%, remember that, off the four-pack price. Get your new MyPillows now at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off deal. The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that costs you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
People who are serious about their health are focused on Superbeats. This is the Superbeats 101. Superbeats will affect your blood pressure in a positive way. How does it work? It's nitric oxide coming to you from all-natural, non-GMO beets. They get dried, they get powdered, you get it in a canister. And if you haven't gotten in on the Superbeats movement, you can get a bonus 30-day supply free right now when you order online at DougLikesBeets.com. Or you call 800-655-4183. I cannot emphasize enough how amazing your energy will be and how good this is to get blood to every part of your body, your muscles, your brain, every single speck of your body taken care of better with good, strong blood flow that you get naturally from Superbeats. 800-655-4183. Order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so why did these women deposit this money in a toilet in Geneva, Switzerland?
Investigators did you look for money in a toilet?
Two Spanish women flushed roughly $120,000 down toilets at a bank branch and also some nearby restaurants. The Geneva prosecutor's office said the first incident involved cutting up the bills. Security camera footage led investigators to the two Spanish women. A lawyer for the women confirmed the cash belonged to them. So why is it illegal if they want to get rid of it? If you want to flush the... Maybe there's a... Isn't that symbolism? Well, don't we often say, well, buying something like that, it might as well flush the toilet, the money down the toilet, right? You've heard that expression.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The European Central Bank...
Do you think money grows on trees, young lady?
Yeah.
Flush it down the toilet.
Right. So they think that this is a way to launder money. I don't understand how you launder money by cutting it up and throwing it down the toilet.
They're washing it.
They're getting this wrong.
Oh, I see.
Apparently they've got this wrong.
Yeah, that's a different kind of laundering money.
Laundered money goes into the washing machine, not the toilet, ladies. Come on.
Imagine putting it in the dryer. I think I remember one story. This is
I wash money all the time.
Do you really? Right,
by accident.
Mistake. Yeah, right.
Yeah, a couple bucks in a pocket somewhere.
Yeah. Yep. Right. I remember one story many moons ago, I think when I was working in Cincinnati, about a fire in a house that was caused by a dryer that burned up because the heat started some money that was in the pants of some pocket on fire. So be careful.
That's unfortunate.
Listen to your Uncle Dougie. Don't put money in your pocket and then wash your pants. That's not the way to launder money. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away, because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Let's fill your head with tech talk. It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. And Victoria Keeler is to give us a couple of search items and items that are not the usual bill of fare when it comes to our focus on technology. Get to that in just a moment. I want this certain type of technology that I want to highlight. One of the reasons that the Tech Talk segment is brought to you on this program by ZipRecruiter is because of the technology. And the technology is the difference here. If you're hiring, how do you go about doing it? Do you do the work on your own? Do you try to find, there are three or four national companies that do this to help you find the best candidates? And the people I've talked to that admittedly were sent to me from ZipRecruiter went through a number of things that they tried with other companies. They just didn't find the full response or the smoothness. It's so smooth and so easy to find new employees, recruiting new employees using ZipRecruiter. That's the essence of the message here. For all of you who run businesses, large or small, this is unlike any other job procurement site. ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you, the employer. It'll find them for you. After all, when you pay money for a service, don't you expect them to provide you with a service? Duh, what a concept. However, in this circumstance, you don't even have to pay for it, because we made a deal with ZipRecruiter. I'm so sure and sold on this product that I said, okay, let's do this and offer the product for free the first time. For free, listen to me. Offer it to people for their usage free first time around. So people who are looking for new recruits can see how easy it is to use this. So that's why I tell you to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the right person for that job you have that you need to fill right away. Qualified job candidates, immediate results. That's the slogan for ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, use it free first time around to find that perfect employee. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so the Navy, Victoria, is using games, Xbox games, or the controller to it.
Yep.
Like a joystick? How does this work?
Yes, it's a game controller. The U.S. Navy is now going to be using Xbox 360 game controllers to operate the periscopes of some of their newer, more advanced submarines. The USS Colorado is a nuclear-powered submarine and scheduled to be commissioned in November. It will be the first to integrate the Xbox 360 controller into the periscope imaging systems. And now, traditionally, operators control the imaging system with a very expensive helicopter-style joystick. But apparently it was very heavy and clunky, and so what they're doing now, the Navy decided to do a study. They had junior officers and younger sailors, and they said, what can we do to make your life better? And apparently one of the big things came up was that the controllers in the submarines were just, they were not great, and that they needed to be redesigned. So someone came along with the idea of using an Xbox 360, which, by the way, all of these young soldiers, they've all grown up playing them. So it's sort of a no-brainer. Plus, it's going to save the Navy millions of dollars, apparently, with just replacing that single bit of equipment. So now they're going to start rolling it out on all of the nuclear-level submarines moving forward.
Yeah.
Well, which is super cool. So finally, the thing is, though, yeah, and gaming gets a bad rap. There are a lot of surgeons who practice surgery on video games. And so there are a lot of things that video games are used for, and this is a great example of how it can actually be super useful.
Really? All right, next thing is a warning.
Mm-hmm.
Do not search for Avril Lavigne.
It sounds bizarre, but it is true. Mm-hmm. Because if you search online for Avril Lavigne, apparently, according to McAfee, which is one of the security malware companies, they say that that is the most dangerous celebrity to search online. Apparently, her search results have the highest risk to users in finding malicious links when if you're saying Avril Lavigne free MP3, if you're looking for some of her music, that carries a 22% chance of landing on a malicious website, which can cause a lot of damage to your computers. This is not something you even want to mess with. And so McAfee issued a pretty extensive statement saying that there are 10 musicians, and it's for whatever reason, it's not actors, it tends to be musicians. Avril's the worst. Bruno Mars, Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, and Celine Dion are in the top five. So you have to be very careful if you are searching for those artists. Make sure that you are landing on a very trusted link, because this kind of stuff can really kill your computer.
Really? How about that for a warning? Thank you, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.